With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. And a setback for Republicans on Capitol Hill. Democrats have refused to advance a version of a budget that would have included funding for the Department of Homeland Security. That's because Democrats are still insisting there be major changes made in the way that ICE is carrying out its anti-illegal immigration raids in Minneapolis and elsewhere. The president's border czar, Tom Homan, provided an update on some of the changes they are making.
In my meetings with folks so far, and most importantly, the governor and the AG, the mayor Fry, we didn't agree on everything. I didn't expect to agree on anything. I've heard many people want to know why we're talking to people who they don't consider friends to the administration. Bottom line is you can't fix problems if you don't have discussions.
And the issue came to the fore with the recent fatal shootings of two protesters who were confronting ICE agents. It could be days before electricity is restored across the South following the worst winter storm in more than 30 years. Here's correspondent Donna Warder with an update.
Sadly, we can confirm 10 fatalities with this event.
That's Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves talking about the state's worst winter storm in more than 30 years. And Reeves says nearly 100,000 people are still without power.
There are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of linemen, both from in-state and out-of-state, that are out working.
Some 60 warming centers are open across the state. But in Batesville, Mayor Hal Farrell says warming centers don't exist, and the roads are still slippery with ice. I'm Donna Warder.
And another weekend storm could be on the way off the coast of the Carolinas. If it comes ashore, it's expected to affect the Carolinas and then move its way to the north through the mid-Atlantic. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington says there's some bad news for Britain.
2026 may be the year that deaths outnumber births in the country for the first time since World War I and the Spanish influenza epidemic. That's the word from the Resolution Foundation, and the reason is that so few British couples are having children. It's a problem that's afflicting most of the world's wealthy industrialized nations, both in Europe and in Asia. The U.S. birth rate has been below replacement for a number of years. Michael Harrington reporting.
An unexpected side effect of the recent protests in Iran is that the government has eased its persecution of Christians. According to a report from International Christian Concern, the Islamic leadership is so busy trying to quell the general uprising, it does not have the manpower to go after believers as aggressively as in the past. ICC warns that this will probably be a temporary situation as the government considers Christians a major target. This is SRN News. The top U.S. envoy to China calls for fair and reciprocal trade between the world's two largest economies.
U.S. Ambassador David Perdue expresses concern about projections that China's dominance of global manufacturing will continue to grow. Perdue, speaking in Beijing, acknowledges China's manufacturing success, but the ambassador echoes fears that its exports threaten jobs in other countries. Perdue, a Trump appointee, says that China benefits from free trade, but American companies have faced barriers. Rich Thomason reporting.
Tax season is underway. The IRS expects 164 million people to file their returns by April 15th. If you file electronically, the IRS says it should take 21 days or less to receive your refund. If you choose to receive your refund with direct deposit, it should take even less time. When filing a paper return, the refund could take about 4 weeks or longer. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.